Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us here on Press TV World News. Now, divisions between the U.S. President and Congress are widening further after Donald Trump blamed lawmakers for the latest round of sanctions against Russia. In his latest tweet, Trump said that Washington's ties with Moscow are at an all-time and very dangerous low. That tweet came after he signed into law new sanctions which target Russia, Iran, and North Korea. On Friday, U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate both approved legislation against the Kremlin for its alleged role in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and over Crimea's reunification with Russia, a move that Russia says is tantamount to a full-scale trade war. And joining us now out of Phoenix, Arizona, for more on the story is Mr. Mike Harris, editor of Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Harris. Thanks for joining us on the program once again, sir.
Thank you.
Now, why do you think the U.S. president is so dismayed with Congress over this move?
Well, because Congress is usurping presidential power. If Donald Trump doesn't have the wherewithal to negotiate with Russia and remove these sanctions, then he's hamstrung. Really, Congress is violating their constitutional mandate, and they're overstepping into a role that is reserved for the executive branch. And that is why Trump should rightfully be very, very upset. Now, the mistake Trump made was signing that bill. He should have vetoed the bill and forced Congress, if they wanted, to override the veto. But he didn't do that. So he's got a different set of issues here. He could have gone to the Supreme Court to get this overturned, which he still may have to do. But you have to remember about the Congress, many, many Republicans did not want Trump as the nominee, much less as the president. We've seen the polarization that goes on with the Democrat Party, but many Republicans don't back him either. And they're out here to undermine him at any cause or any at any cost.
Right, but we saw you know, George Bush try to take some steps into alleviating tensions with Moscow. Wasn't too fruitful, wasn't too successful. We saw President Barack Obama mention a reset button. He had his shot. Why not give President Donald Trump his chance at trying to ease ties with Russia?
Well, why not? I think Russia should be the United States' best ally. They're certainly a better ally to us, and they have more to offer us than any of the European countries, and certainly much more to offer us than the Israelis do. So I think that Congress is being short-sighted here, and part of that short-sightedness is with this loyalty pledge that AIPAC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, demands out of each member of Congress. So they don't want anyone to come in between their relationship with the United States and themselves. So Russia should be our better ally. Israel is really a small country of no consequence. But this is a big mistake. It's a blunder on, let me just say it this way. The Congress of the United States is not acting in the best interest of the American people. They're acting in their own selfish best interest, and I don't know what their motivations are completely, but I think Israel has a lot to do with it.
And I mean, how does this set the stage now for Trump moving forward in his campaign pledge and with his intent to try to make a better arrangement on the global arena with Moscow?
Well, you have to remember that Trump came out in the campaign and said that he wanted better relations with Moscow, and the entire establishment went epileptic on him. And these people are trying to reconstitute and reformat the old Cold War. Cold War has been over for 25 plus years. Hopefully it will never, ever come back. But we've got this neocon element, this Zionist neocon element in the USA that wants a Cold War. The United States cannot survive or thrive without an enemy to fight. We've built our entire economy around the military-industrial complex, and without an enemy, they go out of business, they lose profits, their shareholders will fire them, etc. But you know, this is a problem. The United States economy needs to be retooled on something other than the military-industrial complex. We could retool this, and we could take it into space exploration, do a number of different things other than fighting wars. The U.S. is terrible at fighting wars. They always lose. They're losing in Afghanistan. They've lost in Iraq. They're losing in Syria. And, you know, many of the people in the Congress are angry with the Russians for intervening in Syria and not allowing them to have another victory there. But the U.S. is a terrible war-fighting machine. They're big, they're cumbersome, but they don't know how to win. They haven't won a damn thing since World War II. And this is a problem for the United States. They would rather just keep fighting endless wars and keep the profits going for the military industrial complex than they would do what's in the best interest of the American people. This country is over $20 trillion in debt. We can't afford another war. We can't afford to spend another $1, $2, or $5 trillion fighting foreign wars. It's time that the Congress did their duty and started acting in the best interest of the American people. And part of that is, let's have a productive, honest dialogue with the Russians. Let's build a commercial relationship with them where both sides can trade and both sides can prosper.
Thank you once again for joining us, Mr. Mike Harris, editor at Veterans Today, joining us out of a sunny Phoenix, Arizona.